Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
397, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adrienne Knott's our guest, our good friend, longtime 7-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The 24-Hour Customer, New Rules for Winning in a Time-Starved, Always Connected Economy. It's an outstanding book that you have to read. If you want to know what's going on, what your customers are expecting from you. Adrienne, thanks again for being here. We're talking about pitfalls. You've identified 7 pitfalls and opportunities for small business owners to avoid or take advantage of for market research. And the first one we talked about in the last segment was don't do nothing. You got to do something. What's the next one?
Pitfall to be aware of is I see small business owners overspending on research and spending way too much on fancy agencies and overdoing it.
From my perspective, what I've seen, that would at this point in time, I think that would be a high-class problem.
It's a very high-class problem.
So many are spending nothing.
You don't see it very often, but sometimes you get paralysis by analysis with some owners, and they just never... They never actually put the foot on the accelerator. They're just so busy analyzing whether they should turn or not.
Well, I think one of the reasons why they might spend too much is they don't know what the specifications to ask for. And if they get an agency that takes advantage of them, then they'll buy a bunch of stuff they don't need.
That's very true. And on top of it, I mean, when I say overspending on research, I also mean not just spending a lot on agencies, but just overanalyzing and waiting for 100% of information.
Well, now that's a really important point, because if you write a check for advice and information and you're not prepared to receive that information, then you probably wasted your money, because, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you heard the story about the trial lawyer says, I'll never ask a witness a question that I don't know the answer to. You know, they're always prepared for the answer. If you ask a market research company to give you some information on what you should be doing, they might give you something that makes you uncomfortable.
Well, absolutely, and that's actually an interesting observation, because why are you hiring people and why are you undertaking this if you just want platitudes?
Right. So be prepared that if you're going to write checks for people, take their advice. I used to have a client when I had my consulting company, and I'd give him the truth, the unvarnished truth, and he'd say, you know what, I don't like what you're saying, but he said, I'm not going to pay you for your advice and not consider it, you know, strongly.
Yeah, I think that's a critical element. I have seen and across the years, we've had a handful that just couldn't take the news, and you know, you're wasting your money if you're just asking people to reinforce what you already know.
Right. You also talk about when I mentioned earlier about specifications. Is that what you mean by research objectives?
Yes. So, Jim, you had mentioned about, you know, just handing a project off to an agency or initiating some research. Put together some hypotheses, or if you've got a business concept that you're thinking about, start to test against that, or a business name for that matter. Mm-hmm. So have something that you want to get out of that research.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the opportunity inside of that?
The opportunity of that is that's what you're really going to get the most solid feedback about. I just recently finished a project with my team, and we worked with a company that we had developed a business concept with the client and some new naming, and that's exactly what we did. We went out and we just started testing the concept and testing the naming, and boy, did we reshape that and take that forward.
Yeah, and you got to be careful in all of this we're talking about here. Journalists have something called reporting inside your head. And you know, you get these ideas about how things are supposed to be. Before you know it, you got a whole story that came up out of your head. You know, you didn't actually do any reporting. You go out and ask people. And so when you're doing market research, you've got to make sure that you're not, it's not your paradigm you're seeing the world through, right?
Yes, and that's where it really helps if you can enlist a boutique independent professional, or you can go when you're starting to design your instrument, such as your questionnaires, you know, run it by.
They're going to get more granular with you, aren't they? They're going to be more customized with you.
They will. And you don't necessarily have to hire the individuals for end-to-end. You could maybe hire a professional or a professor for an hour or two to review your questionnaire before you administer it.
Some kind of research, folks. Some kind of sophistication. The marketplace is very sophisticated right now. Customers don't even know, Adrian, customers don't even know how sophisticated they are. And if you're not keeping up with this, then you're going to become irrelevant, aren't you?
You will become very irrelevant.
Not uncompetitive, but irrelevant.
Yeah, this is where people get blindsided because they don't see what's happening, or they see their business eroding and they don't know what to do about it. They become very reactive as opposed to being proactive.
I had someone on the phone yesterday, and that's exactly what we talked about. They said they did not realize how they'd run off the rails. Adrian, I need a website, please.
Yes, Exponential Edge, which is my company name, .com.
All right.
ExponentialEdge.com.
And the book is called The 24-Hour Customer. Also, Exponential Influence, the Digital Habits. You've got an outstanding book there that's in addition to The 24-Hour Customer. Quick break, right back with Adrian Knott. We've got some more of these pitfalls and opportunities to take advantage of in your market research after this break. See you guys.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.